It's at this time every Sunday that we as a congregation give thanks to God. Someone from our church family will stand up and just share what they're grateful for, what God is doing in their lives. And this morning, we're going to do that through baptism. And this one is, to me at least, an extra special gratitude to God for the way that I've seen him work in Rick's life. And, you know, the way God works, the way we see him work, the way he reveals himself is very interesting at times. And oftentimes it is surprising. Regardless, it's always miraculous. And I don't want to steal too much of Rick's thunder because he is going to share. So I'm going to let him just kind of tell you all how God has been working in his life. And I may share just a brief moment after he's finished. But I'm going to hand it over to him now just to kind of share what he's grateful to God for this morning.
Before I get started, I want to read three verses that I feel like God's put on my heart over the last couple weeks. Matthew 7:23 says, "Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Proverbs 27:19, "As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart." And then finally, Revelation 3:8, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have little faith and little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." And just as I talk briefly, I'm not trying to preach. I just want you to watch how those verses have played out really since the beginning. I was baptized when I was a young boy. Grew up in Christian schools. Never really, understood exactly what it meant, what salvation was, or what it really meant to be saved. And as I walked through life as a young man and a kid, I realized that as I let addictions enter my life and come in between who I was as a person, these things just festered and came into my marriage and had been in my marriage for so long. I realized that I was playing the Christian role, doing the church thing. I sat out in those pews and those chairs for years, not really even understanding why I was here sometimes, feeling lost, inadequate, feeling hopeless in my addictions and sins that I could never break free. And I just really want to share that I was broken beyond where I really understood. And that was that lost feeling that I had that I couldn't explain. 26 days ago, that brokenness came to a crash. And God allowed me to realize how broken I was. And I was facing the fact that I may lose everything and my family because of it. I realized as I hit my knees and begged and pleaded that the one thing that I had lost and that I'd never even had really was a relationship with him. I knew of God, I just didn't know him. I never wanted to be close. I rejected him and pushed him away every time he nudged me. But I know him now, and I'm thankful for that. It has been a very eye-awakening last 26 days, and I would love to sit down and share that journey that I have been through with God and with my family. And he has put on my heart today and did several weeks ago that in this that I realized that he saved me from the destructive path that I was on with my family, with my wife, and my kids. And I just want you guys to know that if there's anyone in this church that has felt like this, or that has felt like I have felt in the past, hit your knees and beg. Don't let it go until you get where I was. And I'm here for you. I don't know a lot, but God's shown me here recently how to love, how to be selfless, how to honor my wife and my kids. And I want to pass that along if I can. So. Sin is serious, and it'll destroy your life. But God's always there waiting to pick you up. You just got to let him in.
Rick, I was going to say something, but I don't think I need to. So because of your profession, of your faith in Jesus, I'm going to baptize you now. Rick, because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I'm going to baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, your grace is just glorious. There are people all over America. There are people in this church sitting in these chairs thinking they know you, but they don't. They know about you, just like Rick said. So I pray, Lord, that this testimony touches those hearts, that people come to realize that the Christian walk is more than just knowing about you. Knowledge puffs up, your word says. True knowledge of you as creator, as father, as savior, as provider, that is different, and it is only found in the saving faith you offer in Jesus. I thank you for Rick. I thank you for his family. I thank you for the work you've done. As hard as it's been this last 26 days, I thank you, Lord, for the trial that he's gone through that brings him to this point, that he's now a true brother in Christ, saved by your grace. And may he truly walk in the newness of life. And God, I pray that you move, that you reap a harvest through this testimony, and that we can just proclaim your glory in Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.